I came across this new housing development in the Ozark Mountains. Two guys, Eric Orwell and Peter Serre. I'm not sure if I'm saying their names right, but I think I'm pretty close. They're building an exclusive community on 160 acres of beautiful land in the Ozark Mountains. And it's open to people. They want people to move there under certain conditions. One, you got to be white. Two, you got to be heterosexual. And currently they have about 40 people living there. And they're pushing the anti-discrimination housing laws to the limit. We'll see what happens. So if you want to apply to be in the community, you've got to be screened. There's an in-person interview. There's also a criminal background check. All right, whatever. And then there's a questionnaire about your ancestral heritage. And sometimes they even demand photographs of your relatives to make sure the skin tone is correct. So interestingly, these two guys, Eric and Peter, they are musicians. One is a classically trained French horn player, and the other is a former jazz pianist. Renika Moore, she's the director of the Racial Justice Program at the ACLU. She says, quote, "Federal and state law, including the Fair Housing Act, prohibit housing discrimination based on race, period. Repackaging residential segregation as a private club is still a textbook violation of federal law." So, yeah, it's horrible what they're doing, but if I was black or gay or not, I presume to kind of got a Christian angle here, I don't know, but if I was black or gay, why would I want to live there? Why would I want to live there? I mean, I don't want to be surrounded by those people. But again, that doesn't mean they should get away with it. They shouldn't be doing this, you know? So how did they get to be this weird? Well, Orwell, he had an online presence for a while, and it attracted a lot of comments from the radical fringe. And some of those were spouting the great replacement theory, you know, that black and brown people are going to take over and push all the white people out. And so he was attracted to those comments. And some of those comments were also about stating that human intelligence was tied to genetics. And so, so Orwell began to be convinced by these comments that white people in America were indeed being persecuted and that white people had superior genetics. Somehow he got to be convinced. He should have stuck with the French horn, in my opinion. Anyway, the other guy, Peter Cesare, I'm not going to try to say his name, but C-S-E-R-E. He's got an interesting history as well, maybe even more interesting. He was searching for meaning, not being satisfied as a jazz pianist. So he became a vegan, and he started an eco-village in Ecuador. It was called Fruit Haven. And the other people living there, I don't know the background, but they at some point ended up accusing him of theft and fraud, saying he stole thousands of dollars. They also accused him of stabbing someone. And so he was arrested. And I don't know the details of all that, but he fled. He's got a very interesting past as well. One more thing about this Orwell guy. He and his ex-wife, Caitlin Smith, who apparently still lives at the compound, different kind of compound than Zuckerberg's. He and his ex-wife met at music school, and before they had four children, you know what they did for work? They made live sex videos on a porn site. That's how they made their money. Okay. All right. No judgment. But even though they're now divorced, they and their four children live at the community. And Caitlin Smith says it's been great for the kids because it has given them, quote, people to play with that we could trust. Okay, so that's interesting. What does that mean, people we can trust? Well, let's dig into that a little bit, shall we? She goes on to say, quote, "This is how I've always wanted to live, returning to the land. The most important thing about this project for me is being able to actually vet my neighbors. You can move to a nice area, and in 10 years, you have no idea who's going to be living down the street. What makes a person is their whole past, who they are now, and the genetics as well." Yes, she added that at the end of this paragraph that you kind of knew it was going that direction, right? And the genetics. We just don't want to be living across the street from people with different genetics. Oh gosh, I don't know where this is going. I don't know what this community is going to be looking like in next year, 2 years, 5 years. But I predict that we will hear more about this place, possibly in an incident involving the consumption of Kool-Aid laced with who knows something. I don't know. Or maybe they'll all hop on a spaceship and try to find their way to Mars and meet up with Jeff Bezos.